The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. For several years in one of my past vocational lives, I was a group leader for Weight Watchers. And as you can imagine, each new year was an incredibly busy time with a high number of women and men joining with good intentions of meeting their resolutions of eating better and losing weight. And people of all kinds came to us, not only men and women, married, single, families. I joined with my mother, so we had mothers and daughters, mothers and sons, all ages, all cultures, and all different eating styles. So my Tuesday evening group was standing room only in January, and maybe a little bit into February. But as the new year moved into spring, however, fewer and fewer of those new members remained. Breaking the habits and routines of day-to-day life to create new ones is challenging. But there were always some who got to their goal weight. They didn't get there because they had any special magic or because they were better people than any of the others. My observations of them were that they were wholeheartedly ready for change. First of all, they accepted that changes they were making were going to be challenging. Change often is. And they were ready to leave behind the old in favor of the new. Secondly, they're willing to work at it each and every day. And some days, it wasn't going to go well. There are plenty of opportunities out there, parties, dinners out, just being bored. It was an opportunity to have that square of chocolate, that little piece of cake, that extra helping of mashed potatoes. They accepted their moments of straying away as part of the bigger picture. It was just one moment. They learned how to deal with their failings, let them go, find joy in their successes, and continue on practicing the new skills that will ultimately lead them to their goal. And finally, they rely on the other members of the group. I may have been the group leader, but the real lessons come from their shared experiences, the encouragement they give each other, and the community they form inside and outside of our Tuesday meetings. Their acceptance and their response are the keys to lasting change. In our lesson this morning, we hear that Jesus, after hearing of John's arrest, came to Galilee to start his public ministry. His proclamation to the Galileans to repent and believe in the good news is an invitation. He is inviting them to accept God's fresh message of the different and new way of life that he has come to fulfill. A changed life with a new and different God. A life in which God is present in flesh and blood, not just a set of laws. God whom they see and touch and love. God who they can look into a face. God with a passion for loving people, even those who stray away. The author of the Gospel of Mark doesn't give us any details of the relationship, if there was one, between Jesus and Simon and Andrew, or James and John, the sons of Zebedee, before this moment. And the Sea of Galilee is not some large expanse of water. There's only so much shoreline. In my visit to the Holy Land, I could stand on one side of the shore and see the other. Felt more like a large lake. So it's conceivable that Simon, Andrew, James, and John all knew each other. They were all fishermen, or at least knew of each other. But what they know of Jesus is not clear. And for Mark, that's not what matters. What is made clear to us, and of most importance, is their response to Jesus' calling. The gospel author gives us details of exactly what the four were doing at the moment Jesus encounters them, so that we might fully appreciate who they are and what they are leaving behind. Simon and Andrew drop the nets they have just cast out into the sea, leaving their potential catch. And James and John just leave their nets unrepaired, as well as leaving their father Zebedee in the boat. They walk away from their livelihoods, their identities, family, and walk toward a life with Jesus. Now, during this year of our lectionary readings, we will be hearing from the Gospel of Mark. And it is the shortest of the four Gospels, and I would commend to you to sit and read it from beginning to end. It's not that long. We're going to be hearing those readings through our next liturgical year. And during that time, we're going to hear a lot about the disciples. And they're going to have their work cut out for them. Walking, watching, talking, and learning with Jesus. There will be times they fail to understand Jesus. They will be questioned and threatened for being with Jesus. They will be witness to miraculous healings by Jesus. And they will know the love of God through Jesus. And ultimately, Jesus is going to send out this community of disciples who follow him to take God's love to the world. Jesus has never stopped calling. Repent, believe, and follow me. And like my friends at Weight Watchers, we're all looking for a lasting change. So respond to him. Walk to him with an open heart, ready for that change. Accept him with all your heart, soul, body, and mind. And get ready for the new life he offers. One that will certainly have challenges and successes, heartaches, and joys. But most of all, it will be a life filled with God's grace, forgiveness, and love. Amen.